Hello, my naughty friend. Have you been peeping in my window late at night again? Yeah, you know, I can see you. And I like it when you watch me. Of course. That's why I don't shut my blinds all the way. You didn't realize that? Well, I like it. Knowing that you're watching my every move. I know you like watching me undress late at night. So that's why I leave my blinds open just a bit. Do you see me? Do you see me run my fingers through my hair? I do that just for you. Run my fingers. My hair feels so silky and soft. Freshly washed with a slight scent of eucalyptus and mint. I stand with my back towards the window so that you can see my hair and how it falls over my shoulders. My hair is getting long. It goes past my shoulder blades. And it kind of tickles, especially the center of my back. I reach down, my right arm going to the left, and the left arm going towards the right, crossed across my body. And I gently tug my floral blouse up over my head, stretching my arms up and tugging the soft fabric as it glides up over my tits, over my head, and I drop it gently on the floor. Do you see how my hair falls back down, kind of swishes as it moves gently across my shoulders and back onto the center of my back? Do you see my spine and how that center line goes down across the lower back? And I kind of have that dip in the bottom of my spine, just above the top of my ass. Oh, as I stand there and gently caress myself over my bra, I imagine your fingertips journeying across that exact spot. I imagine that you're standing in front of me and your hands reach behind and you just gently let them wander from the base of my spine up the middle of my back and to my hair, to my shoulder blades. You brush my hair away to one side and you gently kiss my neck. So as you're watching me, do you notice that my fingertips now go across my left shoulder and up onto the side of my neck, and I pull my hair up over. I pull it to the other side so that it exposes my neck and my left shoulder to you. I know you're watching. I love imagining that these are your fingers that slowly tug at my bra strap and pull it gently down over my left shoulder, then my right shoulder, and then reach behind to undo the clasp, pulling the shoulder straps down, releasing my tits from their confinement. They drop and rest. I just imagine that I can feel your breath upon my neck. It's like you're standing right there with me. I get goosebumps. A little chill goes along my shoulders and my back. And my hair now really tickles the center of my back as I kind of wave and wiggle and move just slowly, slightly, so that you can see movement in my hair. And you can watch that center line of my spine gently curve to the left and the right. I like it when you watch me. I just linger in that moment and I can feel your eyes. And then you can't really see it from beneath the windowsill. But I reach down and undo my jeans, tug them down over my hips, pull them off and kick them off to the side on the floor. And I quickly remove the panties. They were a very comfy but beautiful pair of G-strings that went right up my ass's crack. But who needs those, right? I'm now standing naked. I play with my hair some more. I bring it up into a ponytail and then I let it fall fast and flowing across my back again. I do that a few times and let my hands feel the weight of my hair and the softness. And I let my fingers run through and comb it with my fingers. Still with my back towards you. I like to tease you. And then I slowly turn around. So I'm facing the window. The light from my bedroom casts a bright spot on my window. So I can see my own reflection. But I know you're still watching. The darkness, the depth of the night, behind the window and into my backyard, across the yard. I know you're watching. And I like it. So I let my hands wander and roam. One tickles the collarbone and up the side of my neck, while the other reaches to my breast, cups it, holds it, my fingertips obviously finding my nipples. Going from the left breast to the right breast and back again, playing, teasing, touching the tip of the nipples. I don't know from that distance if you can see, but my breasts feel more full as they swell and get warm at my touch, imagining that it was your strong hands doing the touching, the teasing, the groping, the fondling. Can you see as I take a deep breath, my chest rise and fall? Can you see the smile upon my face and the slight blush to my cheeks? I don't know if you can, but I like the thought of you watching, imagining that you are right here with me. I can almost smell you. I don't know if it's your cologne or your body spray. Maybe it's just your shampoo and your soap. You smell so nice. Or at least I imagine you would. Oh, I wish this wall didn't separate us. I wish you weren't just watching. I wish you were here. But knowing that I have a naughty neighbor, that gets my juices flowing. So I crawl up on the bed, kneel upright on my knees. So I know you can now see from my navel and above. I kneel there, arch my back, and keep running my fingers through my hair. Run my hands down along my breasts and to the sides of my body, over my hips. One hand ventures over to my left ass cheek, where the other hand slowly draws your eye downwards from my breasts over my tummy, past my navel, down to the warmth. Yeah, that's right. I'm not usually much of an exhibitionist, but knowing you're watching that far away, but yet so close, it's a fucking turn on. It arouses me to no end. And I begin to caress my breasts faster, more vigorously. I'm really getting worked up. My left hand continues to grope and feel and touch and pull at my nipple while my right hand reaches down. I kind of shrug my shoulders a bit as I reach with that right hand. Oh, and I use my arms to kind of press in my tits together as my right hand reaches down and my middle finger follows that line from the top of my Venus mound down between my lips. I just follow the warmth and I find the wetness. I let my finger dip between my two lips to find my clit warm and soft. I begin to tickle and run circles slowly with my middle finger between my two lips. The thought of you watching and not really knowing exactly what my hand is doing, staring more intently, I can sense you blinking, staring wide-eyed and squinting, struggling to make out my full form. I love teasing you that way. And it's getting me really worked up. So I press harder upon my clit. And I bring my finger up, out from that warmth up to my mouth. And I lick my fingers, taste myself. I taste yummy. I taste delicious. I like the way I taste. But I put a little bit of saliva on my fingertip and bring it back down. Let it gloss over my clit as I press harder and faster, rounder circles, big circles working, swirling faster, faster, and smaller and more focused until I'm pressing quite hard on my clit, rubbing it, getting it to swell. Oh, it's so engorged. I can tell that you watching me is one of my biggest kinks. I don't feel like I'm performing. I just like that you're watching. Watching me do what I'd normally do with my curtains closed. But with you watching, there's a sexy purpose to it now. And it really is getting me fucking excited. My clit is now so full and big and warm and juicy that my finger just has to slide deeper, deeper back to find that wetness and warmth. And I let my middle finger slide up in past the first knuckle all the way in, and I start plunging it slowly in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Yes, just like that. Just like you're imagining. You can see my shoulder moving. You can see my upper arm moving in a rhythmic motion that you know what I'm doing. I get so worked up, so excited, I decide to stand up on my bed. I want to give you the full show. Do you like what you see? I like it when you watch. I finger myself some more, but my knees start to shake. My legs start to give in. I need to lay down. So I disappear from your eyesight, and the rest will have to be left up to your imagination. What do you think? Should I take out a toy? Or should I continue finger fucking with just my fingers? Or should I do both? Bring out my favorite toy to put inside me and let my left hand do the tickling of the clit. That is the perfect combo. It gets me every time. I close my eyes and I shift into a fantasy where you're sneaking into my bedroom and crawling up over the bed. It's one of my favorite fantasies. Crawling up towards me, kissing from my kneecaps up my thighs. Yeah, that fantasy. Oh, I just love it. I love reverting into that fantasy with my eyes closed, blocking out all light and all sound. Oh, fucking myself. Oh, fucking myself to near explosion. And then pausing and catching my breath. Edging just for a little bit as I caress my tits. Now I'm actually wondering, now that I'm out of your sight, if you've gone to go touch yourself. Are you? Is your hand upon your cock right now? Are you stroking yourself as I'm stroking myself? Oh, I wish I could hear. I wish I could see. But I'll have to just imagine for now. But if your cock is gently stroking and my finger is gently stroking, together, we're going to have a wonderful time. Yeah, come with me.